the hard truth of life is we live in a fallen world, and things aren't always going to go perfectly after a person comes to Jesus Christ. So how do you respond to some of these churches where the message seems to be, this is the place that you come for help and to get happy?
Wow. You know, someone said to me just a couple mornings ago, you know, the church is a hospital for the sick. And doesn't that sound great? And who would contest that? Who would say, no, it's not, you know? But this comes from a faulty understanding. In fact, it's one of the entries that I have in this one-month devotional. The church is not a social club for good people or those who are seeking a place to belong. The church is the body of Christ. It's the gathering place of believers. Now, that does not mean that a non-believer is not free to come in, because even if, as we read in 1 Corinthians, Paul is talking about the proper order of church, and he's talking about, you know, what would happen if a non-believer came into your midst and there was chaos, you know, what would that look like? So we know that a non-believer can come to church. But the problem we have found, and I have found, is that the church has sort of lowered its standards to gather to itself people who are not believers. When you read in Ephesians, Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and he's talking about who the Lord God gave to the body of church so that we could be equipped, so that the saints of God would be equipped for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So here's something that is hard for people to understand. The church is for believers. If you look at the first century church, you look in the book of Acts, you see that their number was growing because people were being converted. Their numbers were not growing because people just came to hang out. In fact, hanging out could have meant their life. So it wasn't for somebody who just wanted, you know, nice moral people. It was because they had come in contact with the true and living God, and they had received the blood of Jesus Christ to cover their debt, and they were grateful. So then what happens after that? Then now they've got to be equipped. They've got to be strengthened. They were given to prayer, the reading of God's word, to fellowship. All of these things are luxuries that the Christian believer enjoys. But now we have these seeker-sensitive churches where they, oh, just come on in, just, you know, and we won't be too heavy on the word because we want you to feel comfortable. Far be it from us to water down God's standards so that those who have not named Jesus Christ would feel more comfortable. This is tragic, but Bill, this is what's happening in our churches today.